Okay. Well, I'm going to do like Dr. Jeffries and hold some things up and actually pass them around because I meant to copy some stuff and did not have an opportunity to, but I think it's very good to, and this is just a little bit of my archive, and I'm sure these brothers and this sister have much more, but I think it's always good to get an idea of where you're coming from, so you get an idea of where you need to go and properly analyze it. So this is the 10-point program that I will pass around. That's very important because that was one of the things that really politically won me to the organization. Now that we got from Hunter, we ended up doing, which I don't have with me, we ended up doing a version of that of our own up at City. Same thing. We never tried to change the program at all. But we, eventually we got, first we were able to lean on Hunter a lot, and we really did for support and literature and things like that. And later on, as we built up a little bit more organizational capacity, we were able to, and we also recruited people with graphic skills and a little bit more time, we were able to do things that would more specifically tailor the message or at least the look to our campus and make it a little bit more unique. But under what must be understood is we had unity under the same political program as Hunter did, and we did not seek to do otherwise. The big question for us was exactly how do you translate a general program to the specifics on your campus, which is something that I think any sort of larger CUNY-wide organization or student-wide organization has to struggle with and kind of go through. And I think that's, Daniel can probably say more, he just left, but that's probably one of the things that I think, at least at SDS, is trying to grapple with right now. These are two very good propaganda things written by, I'm pretty sure they were written by Chris Day, who is at Hunter.
Oh boy.
And these are, this is one brochure from the high school organizing program that they were talking about, and another one from Mumia. So I'll pass that way. This was actually the first flyer that we made up when we decided we were going to set up SLAM at City College, and actually with the help of Eric O'Dell, he, myself, and I think primarily us. Maybe we probably talked to Chris or a few other people at Hunter, but we basically came up with this agitational type flyer. And this is another copy of the 10-point program. This was really one of our first efforts to actually develop sort of City College specific material. And this happened again after we got recruited Rodolfo Layton, who's here at the conference and had extremely good graphic skills. So content is the same, but we were able to use a picture of a City College event there, and we used slightly different graphics to differentiate itself. And these are just a few other random things. This was a program from a spring action camp held at Hunter in, I'm gonna say,
2004?
Yeah. No, I think it was earlier than that.
That photo's from the day I got arrested in 03.
Oh, okay.
That's the first day of the war protest.
That's right. So I'll pass this around. That's that's sort of one example of how Hunter, I forget the exact wording Daniel used. I think he used it said an engine and a movement engine or something like that. But it's sort of an example of how they were able to, by actually having resources at the center and having the type of outlook that they needed to spark other things, were actually able to provide logistical and practical and moral support for, you know, larger struggles around, you know, around the city. One very tangible thing that happened was one sister who was at LaGuardia Community College and went to a similar type of action camp, probably the year before, if that was 04, or maybe even 2 years before that. As soon as she got up to City College, she went up to the Shakur Morales Center and found us, simply because she just had that, you know, she just had that connection from being in community college. So as soon as she got on campus, she sought us out, and, you know, we had a new member who already had a little bit of political sense and was ready to hit the ground running. Extremely helpful thing. So I guess to back up a little bit and, you know, and go in order, I was in a couple different organizations at City before I got into SLAM. I was originally in the International Socialist Organization, who's, you know, still around, has a lot of campus chapters. And at one point, we actually had a very strong chapter up here with a lot of real City College students and not people who were transplanted here, and did a lot of fairly good work. I ended up having, you know, political contradictions, and there was also a huge split in the party itself a couple years later, which I won't go into now, but we can talk about later. And I was really floating for a little while. But we had a radical newspaper up here called The Messenger that unfortunately it's defunct. But it was anchored by some longtime CUNY activists who I really respected, and I got recruited into that. I began working with the Shakur Morales Center upstairs, and coming out of a very strong anti-war coalition in October 2001 to October 2002, where, I mean, for God's sakes, we actually had like the French Club, you know what I'm saying, as part of the anti-war coalition. So really, you know, that's how broad it was, and that's the type of movement that was generated. And, you know, having seen that and having been with The Messenger, which was starting to do much more political and organizing work in addition to just putting out the newspaper. I mean, the newspaper really almost became just a vehicle for us to kind of work through our political line and put stuff out and recruit people. And I had, at the same time, I had started working much more closely with the people at Hunter, because there were a few citywide coalitions where we'd meet to either talk about I think we did something around the war, but we definitely did something around the CUNY CUNY budget cuts, and probably around the original technology fee. And so by getting an opportunity to work, to see their operation on the ground and work really closely with them and get to know some people. Not so much John, because I think you sort of moved on by that time or dropped out of school, but definitely Tamika, who's not here, Daniel, good brother Kazembe, who's still around and I'm, you know, very tight with, several other people, you know, I gained a lot of respect for them, both for, number one, their political program, number two, their practice. I saw these as people who were dedicated and were not going to sell students out, and were always going to do the right thing or be on the right side of student struggles. And basically, you know, I was looking at this very strong coalition we had built up, and I said, we really need to have something on the ground for the people who want to continue organizing can still do that. And, you know, I argued that, you know, and I basically brought it back to a few of the people around me. I said, this is, you know, rather than reinvent the wheel, you know, we really need to go down and talk to SLAM. There used to be a City College SLAM. You know, these are cats who have a solid political program. There's a proven model proven model for organizing, and it'll also give us the strength of being on more than one campus. And, you know, it was a, there's a longer story behind it, but sort of after a long series of talks, we eventually kicked off City College Slam in fall of 2002, and got rolling from there. The original idea that I had and Chris had and a few of the other people I talked to, the Hamad sisters, is that, you know, to actually achieve the program, the strength is really going to come by being able to move out to different campuses. And the idea we had at one point was for Hunter to be able to anchor Manhattan and start to reach out to Manhattan Community College and say LaGuardia, maybe John Jay, things like that, and for us to become strong enough to provide some support for Hostos, Bronx Community College, and Lehman. And it may, you know, we really wanted it to be SLAM. It may not have been SLAM, but even if we could just give them the type of logistical and moral and political support we got from Hunter, we could actually spark a much larger and stronger movement. Unfortunately, you know, Hunter started having problems, and, you know, it took us much longer to kind of get up to speed and get our sea legs than, you know, we thought it would. And that plan didn't really work out. But, you know, in my view, that was, you know, I still think that's the way that we need to go. And, you know, strong campuses have an obligation to have a much, at least as much as they can, to have a wider outlook and share the resources, because that's the only way that we're going to win and that the movement is going to be built. You know, you have to start with a very strong base, but, you know, that base really needs to expand. And there are other things that, you know, I could talk about, but maybe I'll bring up later, because one thing is we made a strategic decision not to try to take student government. And we had a few people who wanted to, and we, you know, there were a lot of arguments over that. I still don't know whether or not it was the right thing, but, you know, I'm convinced that it would have weakened the organization if we couldn't do it. Basically, if we couldn't do it the way Hunter did and just bum rush it, as opposed to placing a few people in, and the worry was that they would get co-opted, and then the entire organization would fall apart, because most likely it would have been the strongest people who would have gone in. So I'll stop there and pass it on to Terry.
Thank you.